This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States topped more than 20 million coronavirus cases on Friday as it began the new year, according to data from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The United States continues to surpass other countries in COVID-19 numbers and accounts for nearly a quarter of the worldwide total, which now stands at more than 83.8 million cases. The country also leads the world in coronavirus deaths. More than 347,000 Americans have died of the disease. U.S. health officials are working to vaccinate the population. The outgoing administration of President Donald Trump predicted in December that 20 million people would be inoculated by the end of 2020. But health officials say only 2.8 million Americans have received their first dose of the vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says just 12.4 million doses have been distributed nationally so far. On Friday, Republican Senator Mitt Romney sharply criticized the pace of the vaccinations and said more federal oversight of the process is necessary. He said the lack of a federal vaccination plan is, quote, inexcusable. U.S. state governments must come up with their own vaccination plans. Romney said the federal government should have come up with a plan for states to use as a model. The CDC has recommended the vaccines next be made available to frontline workers and people 75 and older. But some states have set up different criteria for the order in which they will vaccinate their residents. You can follow this story and all the stories we're following at our website, VOANews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the United States. His comments come amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington in the waning days of President Trump's administration. The Iranian general spoke on Friday at a ceremony in Tehran ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. America recently conducted B-52 bomber flyovers and sent a nuclear submarine into the Persian Gulf in response to what Mr. Trump or Trump administration officials describe as the possibility of an Iranian attack on the anniversary on Sunday. Civil society organizations and Cambodia's banned opposition party have called on the Cambodian government to release detailed information about revenue it's earning from the petroleum industry just days after the country struck oil. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Hun Sen announced on social media that Cambodia had extracted its first drop of crude oil from fields in the Gulf of Thailand following 30 years of delays. The production, which began on Monday, is the result of a joint venture between a Singapore company and the Cambodian government. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un marked the new year with a letter to the country's citizens and a visit to the tomb of his father and his grandfather. That's according to state media KCNA. In the letter, Kim offered thanks to the people for having trusted and supported the ruling party, even in what he called difficult times, according to the state news agency. The North Korean leader has previously apologized for failing to fulfill promises of economic improvement and for the hardships citizens have endured as a result of international sanctions and strict measures aimed at preventing a coronavirus outbreak. North Korea has said it has no confirmed cases of coronavirus, though officials in South Korea and the United States say that is unlikely. An Afghan official says unidentified gunmen have shot and killed a journalist and human rights activist in western Afghanistan. The journalist was the fifth reporter to be killed in the war-ravaged country in the past 2 months. A provincial spokesman says the journalist was on the road near the provincial capital of Gore, returning home Friday to the city after visiting his family in a nearby village. When gunmen opened fire at the vehicle, others in the car were unharmed. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the shooting. And India on Saturday staged nationwide drills to start one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.